A man is in custody after fleeing Canton police early today. 38-year-old Guillermo Antonio Aguirre Elvire of Canton allegedly failed to comply with a traffic stop, obstructed official business, and resisted arrest in the 2000 block of Maple Avenue Northeast. Officers say Elvire ignored commands, made furtive movements, and then fled in his vehicle, creating a risk to officers and the public. He was taken into custody and is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. A second shooting in Jackson Township in 2 days. Police were called to a parking lot on Strip Avenue Northwest just before 9 p.m. Tuesday and say one male fired a shot at another male during a disturbance. There were no reported injuries or damage. Chief Mark Brink says the shooter had left the scene when officers arrived. No additional information is available at this time. Police are investigating. Lexington Township continues cleanup and safety efforts as trustees receive year-end reports and adjust next year's schedule. Trustees moved the January 13th meeting to January 6th and confirmed they'll keep regular meetings on the 2nd and 4th Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and 9 a.m. The board also set a $25 administrative fee for road salt provided to Stark Parks. In department reports, the fire department logged 36 runs last month for a yearly total of 530, while the Stark County Sheriff's Office reported 143 calls. Zoning Inspector Jamie Raber said a house on Webb Avenue was demolished November 30th. The township received partial reimbursement for a September demolition on Spruce Drive, and letters went out to 11 property owners over junk and debris. 3 men have been indicted in connection with a July 5th shootout and attempted robbery in Kent. Police say 17-year-old Jaden Akers and a 19-year-old arranged to meet 23-year-old Javen House and 21-year-old Naaman Ewing and another person to buy jewelry. The meeting turned into an alleged robbery with shots fired along Morris Road. House and Ewing fled, but House was later arrested after a crash in Ashland. Ewing is at large. Akers was arrested after coming to police, and the older teen involved has not been charged. House and Ewing face aggravated robbery and firearm charges. Akers is also charged in 2 other cases, including pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor. House is set for a January 27th trial, and Akers will appear January 21st for his trial in the pandering case. A woman is back in custody after a string of crimes in Portage County. 39-year-old Christina Johnson of Ravenna was arrested Tuesday for assault after spitting on and threatening a Taco Bell employee in Ravenna Township. She had been released Monday on a personal recognizance bond following 2 previous arrests, one for burglary December 1st when she barricaded herself in a home, and a second arrest within 30 hours when she was charged with trespass and habitation and resisting arrest. Sheriff Bruce Zukowski says his office is working to protect citizens, but Johnson continues to pose a risk to the community. A prosecution witness is defending the cell phone mapping software at the center of the William Long aggravated murder case in Columbiana County. The Salem News reports Timothy DeVries, a geolocation analyst and former police investigator, testified Monday that the Trax software used to place Long near the crime scene is reliable, widely used by more than 1,000 law enforcement agencies, and accepted in courts across the country. The defense argues the program is flawed, unvalidated, and should be barred from trial. Long is accused of killing his ex-wife, Michelle, outside her Butler Township home in November 2023. He remains held on $1.5 million bond. The judge has given both sides 14 days to file additional arguments before she rules. The trial is set for February 3rd. Police say a Youngstown home was struck by gunfire Tuesday night while a woman and her 2 children were inside. WFMJ-TV reports officers responded to the 600 block of Pasadena Avenue on the city's south side just before 9:50. No one was injured, but bullets damaged the west and south sides of the house, including a window and closet door in the children's bedroom. Investigators collected 13 shell casings and 3 live rounds from the street. The incident is under investigation. A Youngstown man pleaded guilty to a count of felonious assault. 26-year-old Curtis Townsend is currently in the Mahoning County Jail on a parole violation after a 2019 conviction for aggravated robbery. He was accused of shooting into an auto repair shop in the city in September 2024. A man was wounded in the incident, which reportedly followed an argument over an auto repair. Townsend will be sentenced January 27th. A fatal crash in Niles has resulted in a man pleading guilty. 63-year-old Wayne Keeley of Warren Township today entered guilty pleas in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court to aggravated vehicular homicide, failure to stop after an accident, and vehicular manslaughter. The October 4th crash occurred when Keeley lost control of his truck, struck a shed, and hit 53-year-old Brenda Hibbard, who later died from her injuries. Keeley fled the scene and was arrested after a tip. He will be sentenced after a probation background check. A Trumbull County Clerk of Courts employee has been indicted on theft and record tampering charges. 59-year-old Vanessa Clark faces one count of theft in office and seven counts of tampering with records. Details of the indictment were not immediately available. Clark works in the auto title division. She has been placed on unpaid administrative leave. Kalisha Jackson, a nurse aide from Liberty Township, has been arrested for stealing a client's benefits card and using it at Walmart. Police say the 46-year-old, facing one theft and three credit card misuse charges, was identified through security footage, Flock camera tracking, and vehicle registration. She admitted to taking the card, citing financial troubles, and apologized to the victim. Jackson was arraigned Tuesday and posted $25,000 bond. She is scheduled to return to Girard Municipal Court December 17th for a preliminary hearing. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.